A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everybody is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. A number of years ago, during my annual retreat, my director suggested I read the Gospel of Mark from beginning to end, reflectively, but not stopping to spend time at any particular part for deeper meditation, just to get a feel for Mark's depiction of Jesus. The experience surprised me somewhat. I remember feeling how busy Jesus was. How exhausted Jesus must have been from his constant engagement in his ministry of healing and preaching and teaching. I noted his periodic attempts to get away to deserted places for some quiet time for prayer. Those moments frequently eluded him because people were always seeking him out, crowding around him, not always for entirely friendly purposes. And he continued to heal them, to challenge them, and to show them compassion and mercy. Today's selection for our gospel reading typifies the experience, starting with the selection we heard yesterday through to the end of today's reading, that is, chapter 1 of Mark, verses 21 to 39. We have a wonderfully clear account of a Sabbath day in the life of Jesus at Capernaum. Whether or not this was actually a specific day is debatable, but really it matters little, because the beauty of it and the power of its significance lie in all that it tells us about Jesus, about the whole of his activity, and in that it really also speaks to us about ourselves and our lives. On this January 14th, we are probably still hearing echoes within us of the Christmas story. As we find ourselves liturgically in the first week of ordinary time, we understand once more that the deepest blessing of that Christmas story is less that he was born the infant child of Mary, and more that he was born to become fully human, offering us the promise that we might be also. That day in Capernaum in Mark's Gospel reflects all about Jesus' mission, his ministry, the mystery of his person. As we try each day to find a balance in the rhythm of our daily lives, work, relationships, rest, prayer, and worship, sometimes feeling overwhelmed by the demands on our time, on our person, longing for some quiet in the midst of ceaseless noise and activity, we remember this significant day in the life of Jesus, this God who shares in blood and flesh, as the letter to the Hebrews, our first reading, proclaims. We have been baptized into him. In him we abide, we live. In our prosaic daily lives, we will not likely be approached for miraculous healings or exorcisms. We can, however, discover that as we find our way to sustain attentiveness to Emmanuel, God with us, He can and will transform our ordinary moments into quite extraordinary days, from before dawn until after sunset each day. We know of that day in Capernaum, and so we know the purpose for which we too have come.